With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Washington apple growers rely heavily on foreign trade. That's no secret. So if Congress were to ratify the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement, no group would be happier. And U.S. Apple Association President Jim Baer says the ball is in the Speaker's court.
Well, we think progress is being made. It will ultimately come down to Speaker Pelosi and the House of Representatives. And I know that she and her staff, I've met with them as recently as this week, and they are meeting with Trump administration trade officials and negotiating. They've been at it for weeks.
At this point, it appears, Baer says, that they're working out the bugs.
They're tweaking the original agreement, the USMCA agreement, and as soon as Speaker Pelosi is satisfied that some changes that her side of the aisle think are necessary, particularly on labor and environment, and then she'll call that negotiation to an end, and they'll write legislation to implement the agreement, and then it will go to the floor for a vote.
So, right now, Baer says, would be a great time to make that call.
I think that growers everywhere can do themselves a huge favor. Maybe the best thing they can do for their future today would be to contact their senators and their members in the House of Representatives and just implore them to vote for the USMCA because it's just that important.
Tune in tomorrow for more on the USMCA and some of the obstacles it needs to clear before passage. And welcome back to another Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent USA. Joining us once again is Valent's Allison Walston. So this week, Allison, we bring the 2019 Fruit Bite season to a close.
Yes, we're signing off for 2019 and we'll return in March of 2020. That sounds so futuristic. Bob and I'll return then with more interesting factoids and stories about fruit and bugs.
So, what was your favorite episode of the season?
My favorite's still the drunken cherries from last season, but for this season, the one about mites. Mites are fascinating, and it should have been a multi-week. Actually, I could probably talk about insects every week. What about your favorite episode, Bob?
Oh, mine? I'm kind of a food junkie, so I'd have to say the Eat Local episodes we did each month.
Good one. Please remember to support your local fruit growers and try some new varieties. And if you have a topic for us, send me an email at allisonwalston@valent.com. Again, thank you for listening.
Well, thanks, Allison. Join us again next season for more Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent. Until then, I'm Bob Larson.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.